Again with Doug Soles, Great Oak High School. Girls ran very, very well today. You've got to be pretty pleased with how they responded in a pretty big race here against a lot of rivals in a sense, friendly rivals, but rivals nonetheless.
Well, you know, we know that every single time we've got to face Marietta Valley, it's going to be a race. We knew Redlands was going to be tough. We just try to put the best group out there that we can, try to get them into a pack formation and run as hard as they can. Samantha Marabi stepped up for us as a freshman today, and she went from 15th on the team earlier in the year to number 5 today and really has closed the gap. We've had a lot of girls go down, and the girls just keep stepping up, so we've been happy with that.
Wow, so far you thought very, very well this year. You guys obviously probably had a pretty good summer of training, I would take it.
We did. We had a lot of kids put in a lot of mileage. You know, some people say it's high mileage. We do about the same things Marietta Valley does, and it works. I mean, you take a look at the results from our team last year, look at them this year, it works. We've got quite a few kids out for the program, and the ones that take it serious, every year they take a minute and a half off their time. They continue to improve. That's the key. You know, that's what we work hard for.
How many miles are we talking about weekly?
The girls, Abby and those girls, were all looking at, they were running somewhere between 8 and 12 every day, and they're pushing it.
Gotcha. As far as today's race, in a sense, was there any particular plan on how to, this course appears to be fairly flat from what I can see. Was there any particular plan, race plan, how to go ahead and attack this?
Not go out too fast the first mile, which a couple of them didn't listen to. But just to make sure that we were in the top 20, we know we got to have girls in the top 20 to compete. Jessica Barner took third for us today. We know that if she's anywhere near anyone, she'll outsprint him. She was an eighth with 200 to go and went past him. She's an amazing athlete for us. She's the key. You know, we look at it as if one of our girls steps up like that and runs better than they should or better than they have, then we're going to be very competitive. She really stepped up for us today.
Outstanding. We don't get that many emails regarding rankings and such. However, I would say roughly 80% of the ones we have received dealt with Great Oak, and coaches basically saying they're overranked, they aren't that good. It's got to feel pretty good to basically head on today, take care of business.
I think one of the tough things about being a third-year school, second-year school, first-year school, is just getting your name out there, getting people to know. You ask Marietta Valley, you ask the teams that we have to race on a daily basis, and they knew we were coming. We're a little surprised we won today, but we figured we would be second or third. Redlands has got a great program, a really good pack, and we knew that they were going to be tough to beat as well. I would say that the most important thing that people need to do is start to look at this Marietta Valley, and Great Oak as teams that are going to continue to move up. I think there's a little bit of an Orange County bias. They've got great programs out there. Sometimes they forget to look to the Inland Empire and say, there's some good programs out there. So anybody that thinks that we're overranked is more than welcome to race us.
Orange County, you've been challenged. You mentioned the girl who moved up today to number 5. You said, I believe she was number 17 at one point in time?
15, yeah.
Number 15. Where was she at position-wise roughly coming into this race?
Her fastest time was last week at Dana Hills, 1931. You know, with Dana Hills course, you never know what that's going to translate to.
Right.
We knew that our normal number 5 girl, Allie Gallagher, has got a little bit of a hip issue right now. She wanted to run and try to help the team compete. I told Samantha, just stay with her, and if she's slowing down, you go. And every time I yelled at Samantha, she picked it up. She's a competitive dancer. She's somebody that's been to Nationals a lot. And we knew that she had a lot in her. We weren't sure how much. We found out today what she's got, so we're really excited about that as well.
Currently, this is Division II in the seabed counts. It's a relatively new school also. Is there a chance you guys will go to Division I at the end of the year or at the end of the season?
Yeah, we're 2,900 kids. We should move to Division I here in a couple weeks. We ran Division I today. We're going to run Division I at Mount Sac. We've planned out the whole season based around Division I CIF prelims finals and hopefully making it to state. We know with the great programs like Dana Hills and Marietta Valley out there, Saugus, we had pegged as the number one. I think we were right on that one coming into the season. Crescenta Valley, we had as one of the top teams. Obviously, they're running great. So just being the top 10 in Division I, you're an amazing program in California. So that's our goal. We've got to start to close the gap on those girls. We know in track at Arcadia, our 4x mile showed that we had the potential to start moving up in cross country. And even though we've had some big losses this year, we've still continued to improve.
All right. Congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Excellent.
See, we...